Okay, before we actually start with the first category, let me give you some general guidelines that apply to all of the categories that we are about to do. We're going to do every category the same way, and that is explain how to do the complete version of that category, including the code. Now, you may be doing the 12 days, which you would do the process a little bit differently. You may be doing the complete version, but without doing the memory finder, in which you would do a little bit different version. You're going to need to make that tweak yourself. We're not going to record this three or four different ways. I think that would be more confusing than helpful. So we're gonna record each one the complete way, which means find the issue that you want. Number one, find the issue that you want to heal, the thing bothering you the most. What is the number one negative you feel related to that? Rate it 0 to 10. What is the earliest memory or the biggest negative memory you can recall related to that issue in that category? Rate that memory 0 to 10. That's the one you're going to focus on as far as healing purposes. Do the prayer request, including that negative thing and all the other negative things that are in that particular category, include in the prayer request. Use ours or your own. We would prefer you to use your own, but you're free to use ours. And then focus on something positive, love, joy, peace, gratitude, while you do the block breaker code for the negative aspect, like unforgiveness or depression or anger or impatience or whatever it is in that particular category. Then turn right around after that and do the positive code once all the negative is gone. That may take one code. It may take 2 weeks. Okay? It just depends. Now, if you're doing the 12 days, you will only do one, however much you get done in a day, and you can come back to those issues later. But depending on how you're doing it, and if it's the 12 days or after the 12 days, that could change how you do it a little bit. But then focus, go to the positive. Focus on that vision, that memory that you want related to that category. You know, touch it, taste it, smell it, wallow in it, all that sort of thing. Do the positive code while envisioning having that thing, believing it, it is going to happen. If you can't visualize it, just kind of repeat the components. I'm going to have all my bills paid. I'm going to get that promotion. I'm going to make that $1 million. I'm going to be able to help people. And always remember that future vision picture has to be in the context of truth and love, and we would advise you using the truth technique of your choice for that. If you can't, then just do the best you can to analyze that and say, is that in truth and love, or do I need to tweak it a little bit for it to be in truth and love? Then you've got to keep the positive to a 7+, the negative to a 0 to 1 for 30 days. If those numbers change, that's okay. You just address it exactly the same way until the negative is back down to 0 to 1 and the positive is back up to 7+, and keep doing that on that for 30 days. And then in 30 days, the negative should be cleared out. The positive should be infused, which is going to stimulate the release of oxytocin according to the research and according to our experience. And the negative being off will mean your stress, the failure response is turned off. So those things apply to every category. And we're not going to go over those each in every single category. They're the same. So get that kind of in your head. Go to the manual for the step-by-step procedure if you need to look at what I just went through. So now let's go to the individual categories and show you how to change your life. Thank you.